Thank you. I love that piece. It's called Matranga's Tonk, and it was written by Vern Seelert, and it's played by the Vern Seelert Dectet. Solos there were by Dan Marcus on trombone, Tom Varner on French horn, and Richard Cole on tenor saxophone. Matranga's Tonk from the Vern Seelert Dectet CD From There to Here, the band anchored there by Vanessa Seelert on the Barry sax. Hi, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. You know the story about Matranga? I'm sure I've told this before, and forgive me if you're hearing it again, but Matranga has a very significant role in the history of jazz. Matranga ran this tonk, which was a joint in New Orleans, in a pretty dangerous section of town. It's a pretty dangerous place. And I understand there was like a gambling room in back, and then in front there was a little band playing, and there was dancing and a lot of suggestive movements going on. Louis Armstrong, this little kid, was running a coal cart by there, and he was always attracted to the music. And one night he went in. He had played cornet, and he was beginning to learn the instrument. As luck would have it, the cornet player didn't show up that night. And so Louis had the chance to sit in, and Matranga said, you know, you're pretty good. Well, at that time, a lot of New Orleans musicians didn't own instruments. They often rented them from a hock shop for the gig and then would turn them back the next day. Well, Matranga took Louis Armstrong to the hock shop and bought him a cornet and gave him a job and said, I'll just deduct a certain amount every week from your earnings to pay for the cornet. And that was the way Louis Armstrong got his first instrument. Legend has it, I'm not guaranteeing this, but this is the way it came down to me, his first regular professional gig that he actually got paid for as a kid. Interesting story, I think. Vern Seelert, Dectet, playing it there. And I love the way he worked in that quote from Louis Armstrong's West End Blues. Let's move along here to a piece which comes from a new CD by Jacqueline Tabor in concert at the Jazz Vespers at Seattle First Baptist Church, which is incidentally cranking up again tonight for the fall season. Tonight, it's going to be Milo Peterson Trio with Jake Bergevin, vocalist, at 6 o'clock tonight. And a free will offering at the Seattle First Baptist Church. This one recorded at an earlier performance with Jacqueline Tabor, vocal, Alexei Nikolaev on soprano sax, Randy Halberstadt is the pianist with Clipper Anderson on bass and Mark Ivester on drums, and a tune for the season, Autumn Leaves.
Summer kisses with those sunburned hands I used to hold since you went away. Oh, my days grow long and soon I'll leave when the autumn leaves begin.
hard to hold. Since you went away, yes, my days grow so long.
Thank you.
Tom Varner, the French horn player and composer leading his nonet in music from a new CD called Nine Surprises. Tom Varner, Thomas Marriott, David Marriott, Steve Tressler, Mark Taylor, Eric Barber, Jim DeJoy, Phil Sparks and Byron Vannoy making up that group, and a piece by Tom Varner called Seattle Blues. New CD, Nine Surprises by Tom Varner. There's a CD release party for this new nonet recording by Tom Varner tonight at the Royal Room. And before that, we were listening to Jacqueline Tabor, recorded in concert at Seattle Jazz Vespers at Seattle First Baptist Church, with Alexei Nikolaev on soprano sax, Randy Halberstadt piano, Clipper Anderson bass, and Mark Ivester on drums, and Autumn Leaves. And as we mentioned, the Seattle Jazz Vespers are starting up again this evening at 6. Milo Peterson Trio with vocalist Jake Bergevin will be performing tonight at 6 at Seattle First Baptist Church. Also going on this afternoon, Steve Griggs and Panama Hotel Jazz is being presented at the Ballard Library this afternoon, and the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra is playing the second concert in their two-concert series Basie Bash, opening up the 20th anniversary season at Kirkland Performance Center. Those performances in progress now. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU, which comes your way every Sunday afternoon at this time, tracing some of the activities of the Seattle jazz scene. Also on our Seattle jazz calendar for today, Larry Coryell, Victor Bailey, and Lenny White are performing the final night of their current engagement at Demetrio's Jazz Alley tonight. Monday night at the club, there'll be a tribute to Jobim with music of Jobim played by Scott Hamilton and Romero Lubambo. This is a one-night-only event, but really quite a nice event. I understand there's a new CD, which I haven't heard yet, but it should be pretty spectacular with those guys. Coming up on Tuesday and Wednesday at Jazz Alley, Helen Sung Quartet will be in. And also on Tuesday night, Jay Thomas and the Usual Suspects Big Band will be playing at Tula's. And then on Wednesday night at Tula's, interesting event with five trumpet players. Five trumpets. Jay Thomas, Thomas Marriott, Jim Sisko, Andy Omdahl, Sid Potter, all at Tula's on stage on Wednesday night. And if that's not enough, Dimitri Matheny is in town with his flugelhorn, and he's playing with his group at the Royal Room on Wednesday night. Thursday, Joshua Redman brings his trio to Jazz Alley. They'll play there through Sunday. And on Friday, the Earshot Jazz Festival opens with Monk 10-10. That's the date. There'll be 10 pianists performing, and there'll also be a 10-piece group to lead off the Earshot Festival in a concert at Town Hall celebrating Thelonious Monk. Also, Larry Fuller is in town. He's going to be playing on Thursday for the Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum. That'll be 5:30 to 7:30 in that free concert. And he also plays with his trio on Friday and Saturday nights at Tula's as part of the Earshot Festival. We'll be talking with John Gilbreth in just a minute with some more info about the upcoming Earshot Festival, which starts up next Friday. Right now, though, we'll hear a little music from Larry Fuller before John Gilbreth joins us here. Larry Fuller's on piano here with Hassan Shakur on bass, Greg Hutchinson on drums. This fine pianist was once a very regular part of our Seattle jazz scene. He came here out of Toledo, where Ernestine Anderson picked him up as her regular piano player, and he played with her for quite a few years. Here's Larry with his own group and from his own self-titled album on Capri Records recently issued, playing a great John Lewis composition, Django. Thank you. Larry Fuller at the piano with Hassan Shakur on bass and Greg Hutchinson on drums and John Lewis's great composition Django. That's from Larry Fuller's new self-titled CD, just recently issued in September, as a matter of fact. Larry is going to be back in Seattle, as we mentioned. He's going to be playing on Thursday for the Seattle Art Museum's Art of Jazz series, 5:30 to 7:30. That's a free concert at SAM. And then he'll play Friday and Saturday at Tula's as part of the Earshot Jazz Festival. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. John Gilbreth joins us now. The Earshot Festival is just coming up around the corner, starting on October 10th. And again, it's a marathon. It's going to run for about a month, and there's a performance virtually every night. John, it's your 26th?
26th year this
26th
year.
Yep. Year this festival.
Here we go again.
Wow.
You know, every time out in the springtime, I say, well, we're not going to go so big this year. We'll cut back. And then I get
your kid in the candy shop takes over. Okay. Uh-huh. Well, you've picked a lot of nice things out of those shiny jars this year.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun this year.
So you're going to start up on October 10th. Tell us about the opening night.
We got two great things coming in on opening night. Number one, Larry Fuller, the wonderful piano player who used to grace us with his residency here in Seattle, will be in for a few nights. He's doing two nights at Tula's, Friday and Saturday, the 10th and 11th. So I'm really looking forward to that. I love Larry's playing. But we're doing a really fun project over at Town Hall, opening celebration. We're calling it Monk 1010. Because October 10th is Thelonious Monk's birthday, and we happen to be starting on that day, so I cooked up a really fun project that involves 10 solo piano players playing one monk piece each, nobody knowing what the other one's going to play, so there may be some duplications, which is great, because neither one of them will be the same anyway. And then a 10-piece band doing transcriptions of Monk at Town Hall, appropriately, because we're doing this at Town Hall, Seattle. And Wayne Horvitz got some transcriptions of the entire concert recording, remarkably enough, from the piano player Jason Moran. And we're going to recreate with the same instrumentation, which includes tuba and French horn and three saxophones, and recreate and improvise on Monk at Town Hall. And we're going to have birthday cake.
Terrific.
Serious. Okay.
That sounds like a terrific idea and a really exciting way to kick off the festival.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The piano players, the 10 piano players, really crossing over stylistically different camps of the Seattle scene, and some older and some younger, and from various aspects. I'm excited about some of the senior Seattle players, like Dave Peck, is going to participate. Mark Seals will be there. But Butch Nordahl is going to play. And this is a man I've known as a jazz scholar for 20-some years, and I have never heard him play the piano.
Oh.
So I'm delighted that he accepted our invitation.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a great kickoff for it.
That'll be fun.
You have a number of well-known artists who are going to be appearing during the festival. You have some people who are lesser known and well worth paying attention to, because just because they're lesser known doesn't mean they're less worth to seek out and hear.
Absolutely.
Because there's a lot of,
like the vocalist Carmen Lundy, who comes into the Triple Door on October 14. She'll have Patrice Rushen in the band. By the way, Carmen Lundy has a brand new release out, and you know, very seasoned and soulful and really distinctive, really a magical jazz vocalist.
Mm. Great songwriter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think her new recording is mostly her songs, as a matter of fact. You also will be including, as you always do, a number of international artists who are coming in, people who didn't grow up in the United States in the jazz tradition, and coming from all sorts of different traditions, but into improvised music.
Yeah. We have a fascinating opportunity at the opening weekend of the festival with a Vietnamese artist, Tri Minh, who was educated at the conservatory in Hanoi, and blends really masterfully traditional jazz as we know it, acoustic piano, he's a great piano player, but also electronics, mixing elements of traditional Vietnamese music. And he will be in town for four nights. And so I'm planning, though he doesn't know it yet, to have him be the 11th piano player playing Thelonious Monk on that Friday night.
Oh, terrific.
That'll be fun. And then we'll do a straight up concert with him and his quartet on the Sunday night, October 12, at Cornish College of the Arts. And he's in on a State Department. It's a large U.S. residency brought about by the State Department and New England Foundation for the Arts. So it's a big and very cool project. I'm happy to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. How about some other international artists? Eric Flumens.
Yeah, we say that Flumens.
Flumens,
spelled with a V. He's such a fantastic trumpet player. He's got perhaps the most control of the instrument of anyone I've ever heard. And we've presented him a few times. He does classical work. He does jazz work, improvised work around Europe. But we've presented him a few times in a variety of ensembles. This is a sweet, sweet ensemble called Oliver's Cinema with accordion and cello. And we will do this in the pristine beauty of the chapel performance space and hopefully unamplified. And the music is cinematic. They do a marvelous version of Cinema Paradiso. I'm a huge fan of his.
He's from the Netherlands, right?
He's from the Netherlands, living in Rotterdam, yeah. Uh-huh. But really, active on the Amsterdam scene for some years.
We have a number of resident Seattle musicians.
Absolutely.
Who are going to be appearing in various guises. We already mentioned some in connection with the opening night celebration, but some artists who are in and out of town, too.
Returning, conquering heroes.
Yeah.
Amy Denio will show up with a group from Rome called Ooh. They played one of the Art of Jazz concerts at Seattle Art Museum. They're going to do a whole night. We're really counting on that being a marvelous party.
And another Seattle artist, famous well beyond the borders of town, that's William O. Smith, Bill Smith, professor emeritus from the University of Washington, been a very important figure in the Seattle music scene as well as internationally because he was setting up the contemporary group at the University of Washington and still plays jazz and is interested in that too. And he's partnering with some other people like mine.
He's a magician. He's also, you didn't mention his 50-some-year association with Dave Brubeck and his ability to step out of the classical world, which he is a master of, into some elegantly swinging phrasing and things like that. We're doing a night of compositions and improvisations with Bill Smith, William O. Smith. Both of those personalities will be there. And with a couple of other Seattle masters, the great Stuart Dempster, who is an alchemist of his instrument, trombonist, also a retired faculty from the University of Washington, and then Jesse Canterbury, a remarkable clarinetist who has been a longtime student and mentee of William O. Smith, will be on the bill. It's just the three of them, two clarinets and trombone, and a night of compositions and improvisations.
What I'd like to do, John, is let's talk today about just the first half of this.
It's so big. I'll try to restrain myself.
Maybe you can come back in a couple of weeks and we'll talk about the rest of it.
Oh, I'd love
to. But Joe Lovano and Dave Douglas, man, this is a powerhouse
group.
This is a super group.
Of sorts.
Two of my very favorite musicians and two guys who I think really anchor the modern scene today.
Absolutely. And Joe Lovano is fantastic of a player. He is. We don't see him out that much touring, so it's a very rare and wonderful opportunity. And then Dave Douglas himself seems to have kind of reemerged in the live music touring scene with a variety of groups once again. But this is a straight-up, hard-driving jazz, straight-ahead mainstream jazz group. It also features the great Joey Barron on drums, one of my favorite drummers in the world, and the young bassist Linda Oh, who has been a bit of a protege of Dave Douglas and making her own name out on the scene. I think she's still in her 20s, remarkably, and holding her own definitely on the bandstand with some real powerhouse players like this. And then Lawrence Field on piano. This is going to be a town hall on the Saturday night, the 18th of October. Joe Lovano and Dave Douglas, they're calling it Soundprints.
That's really something to look forward to. Fantastic program. What we've been talking about here is basically just the first couple of weeks of this, or first week of it. It's really an ongoing thing. It runs for almost a month, starts October 10th and runs through November 11th. And there's something, as I said, practically every night, sometimes more than one event. For more information, there's a variety of sources. Magazine.
We do a huge printing of it. We've already launched about 40,000 copies of a color brochure, which we're also going to insert in the Sunday New York Times in this region. I think that's a good fit
for us as well.
And the website, of course, is earshot.org, straight up, earshot.org. And a variety of ways to get at tickets, a variety of ways to get information. We absolutely love to handle things the old-fashioned way on the telephone. On the 206, it's 547-6763. And we welcome anybody that wants to walk in the door as well.
Fantastic festival again, John. We look forward to catching some of these acts. It's really a great event.
It's going to be fun.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
John Gilbreth, the executive director of Earshot Jazz, telling us about the upcoming Earshot Jazz Festival, which begins next Friday, the 10th, which is also Thelonious Monk's birthday. And we're going to have that wonderful opening event with 10 pianists playing music of Thelonious Monk and a recreation of some of the arrangements that were performed at a concert in Town Hall, New York City in 1959 by Thelonious Monk and a 10-piece group. They're going to recreate some of that music in Town Hall in Seattle. Next Friday night, the 10th, Thelonious Monk's birthday. Here's a sample. This is from the original concert in 1959 with Donald Byrd, Eddie Burt, Phil Woods, Charlie Rouse, Pepper Adams, Thelonious Monk, of course, arrangements by Hal Overton. This is named for Thelonious Monk's son. It's called Little Rooty Tooty.
Thank you. talking out loud, watching the clouds roll away from me. I'm imagining how I might sing a song of love to you. When something you said went to my head, turning me around. Don't you know how I feel about you? Doesn't it show how I feel about you? Nothing so special about myself that's really so different than anyone else. I ask for so much, but what could be enough? Fulfilling my dreams to the sky. And what we have is what is at hand. Lately it's been you and I. Don't you know how I feel about you? Doesn't it show how I feel about you? By now I should know all the stories of love I've been told. Love's just a moment that we sometimes hold. If it means something to you, then what could be more than enough for what we have, fulfilling our dreams to the sky. What we have is what is at hand, and lately it's been you and I. Doesn't it show how I feel about you? Don't you know how I feel about you? Doesn't it show how I feel about you?
That's Carmen Lundy from her brand new recording, Soul to Soul, and a song called Don't You Know How I Feel. Carmen Lundy is going to be performing in the first week of the Earshot Jazz Festival. She'll be on Tuesday, October 14th at the Triple Door. And Thelonious Monk's music before that from the Town Hall concert of 1959, playing Little Rooty Tooty, featuring Pepper Adams and Donald Byrd and Thelonious Monk. And that music is going to be recreated in the opening night concert at Town Hall in Seattle, Monk 1010, the opening celebration on October 10th for the Earshot Jazz Festival, the 26th annual festival. Thanks to John Gilbreth for being our guest today. Thanks to you for listening. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU.